Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Cannabis Talk 101 is the world's number one source for everything cannabis with Blue and Joe Grande.
Well, hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. We are the world's number one source for everything cannabis with Joe Grande and myself, Mr. Blue.
Mr. Christopher Wright, I like this neighborhood talk you're doing right now. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood for Goldie to come walking through.
Hey,
here we go. Thank you all for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Make sure you check out the website, cannabistalk101.com.
Yes.
We are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And of course, you got to check out all the new articles and great blogs on our website and all the great new people that are working on that thing. Thank you guys all. Call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980. Check out the IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. My brother from another mother, Blue, is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
Well, you can find me at Joe Grande 52. And watch out, I'm about to be official like a referee with a whistle, boy. Hey, Advanced Nutrients. I don't know about you know about Blue's hat right there, but they got a complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. And you know what's great about this heat over the summer that I'm perspiring already? They even grow great in the heat. So go ahead and do that and go get yourself some Advanced Nutrients.
Yeah,
on
man.
The show today, this is so cool because these brothers right here, they're LA-based. And when I say LA-based, I mean, you say LA True Classic, and you see the Blue, and you see the G-isms and these cats right here. You better sit back and relax, folks, because today on our show, we got a very special guest, a couple cool cats, Jared Castleman. You know him, you heard of him, you may have read his book, I don't know. You might have seen the OG Latte Coolie around the block here or there too, I don't know. Either way, let me tell you about these cats. Jared's got 20 years of experience in the cannabis consulting game. He's also an author, a director of sales and distribution at True Classic OG. You see the Blue, you know what it is, folks. If you can't recognize, you better go Google it. They are an organization that prides itself on growing the best indoor flower at an affordable price, allowing consumers to enjoy fresh flower harvested weekly. Perfecting the art of cultivation since 1996, the name True Classic OG stems from their very first signature strain. Of course, it's called True OG, which consistently delivers its signature smell, taste, and effects. True Classics OG pays homage to the history of the industry while representing the industry of Los Angeles, California. Jared is also best known for being an author of that great book, The Business of Cannabis, Blueprints to a High Income. Published back in August of 2021, his book addresses the cannabis industry with wisdom, principles, and strategies, and a clear, frank, and direct method. Hard to argue with the True Classics OG slogan, smoke better, live better. You got to love that line, folks, because you know what? It's just great. Once again, smoke better, live better with True Classic OG. With further ado, you guys, please welcome our next two guests right here on the show. Cannabis Talk 101. They're on the campus. Jared Kesselman, everybody, and Mr. Latte Cooley, the operations manager and the OG homie that we met when I slapped hands with him at, of course, the Burning Trees Festival. We're going to talk about that story. Make some noise for these gentlemen, maybe. Let's go.
Hello.
Mr. Cooley, it's always a pleasure to have you, brother Jared. It's nice to sit here with you two. Seeing this iconic brand, I mean, the classic OG Kush. How did you guys get involved with this?
Well, me, myself, I've been a
tighten up on that mic, Hotshot.
Yeah.
Come on, young man. Like you like the mic. Yeah. Eat it.
Grab it.
Grab it. Get it close to your face, bro.
How's a young man like yourself get involved with this?
Well, actually, I was introduced when I was 10 years old, early in the game, from the three-finger bag joints.
Oh, of course. Yes. Those three-finger 10-back bags.
Yes, sir. And, you know, grew up with it and ran across the owner of this company 20 years ago, became good friends, worked together at another establishment, and the rest is history.
You know, the true OG, right? I mean, that's been around for a long time.
Yes.
Like, people in the game know, like, oh, there's true OG. Like, it's had its stamp. I mean, is that something that they cultivated themselves, or they found they pheno hunted? I mean, how did they come up with the true OG itself?
To my understanding, they came across the right pheno, and it stayed in the family.
Yeah.
Since the late 90s, early 2000s. So they stayed true to that cut.
Gotcha.
Passed around friends, and Brought back to life.
Nice, dude. Mm-hmm. Nice. Where are you guys based out of?
Chatsworth.
Chatsworth, huh?
Oh, the valley out there.
Yes.
Yeah. And is that where you guys, everything comes out of Chatsworth and gets distributed through California that way?
Yes. Absolutely.
The grow house is there. Tell me about your guys' establishment. What do you guys have there?
We have two grow houses. One in Canoga Park, right down the street.
Nice.
There we, cultivate the true OG. And our other facility in Chatsworth, we cultivate the pink runts and a couple other strands coming down the line.
Is that what this is right here in front of us, the pink runts?
Yes.
And I look forward to opening that bag.
How many brands exactly do you guys have? Is it two or how many all together?
Just two.
Just the one brand, two strains. But there's other things in the making, and at the Mason facility he was talking about, a lot of breeding going on, crossing, different things. So in the works down the pipeline, you'll see a lot of new strains that are just true classic strains. No one else will have. So
nice. So you guys are local right here, though, in Canoga Park. That's where the grows. What size facility are we looking at there?
We have a 10,000 foot canopy at Mason, and about a 5,000 to 6,000 foot canopy at Canoga Park.
And do you guys have stores as well?
No.
Well, what stores can we find you in?
It depends where you are. We're in. If you're in our neighborhood, Strain, Canna Sillmore, the Marijuana Factory. Big chain-wise, we're in Catalyst.
Yeah.
You know, that chain throughout LA.
Yeah.
All the way.
Shout out
San Diego, we're March and Ash. That's a big chain there. Central Valley, PCF, and all those stores. So we have a lot of mom-and-pops, legacy stores, Green Wolves, things like that.
Yeah.
That's what we kind of came up with and grew with. And then we've kind of expanded into bigger chains as well. So
nice.
And Jared, I mean, we just heard that Latte started off as a youngster, knowing this owner, that you got 20 years in the game.
Yes.
Start about that 20 years in the game, too. And then how did you get up with this company?
Absolutely. So I started 19. My buddy was selling cannabis at the time. I needed to make money and support myself. So I bought a quarter ounce, sold 7 grams, grew from there, spent 100 on it, which is ridiculous nowadays. But spent 100, got 140. Built up, grew my kind of distribution business. Ended up with my own little retail and then distribution from there. Then worked in the license world when I jumped in. That was an interesting transition for me. You know, same game, but kind of different rules and different people. Kind of have to get accustomed to it. And for me, it was a lot of a learning experience. I took what I knew from before and put it in there. So I was successful. I grew, I helped brands build, sold everything you can imagine from bulk as well as branded products of every type. And then my buddy Gus, who I've known a while, was partners with Dave as well, who's the owner of this company. And he recommended me when it was time to release the brand. They had just come out selling bulk at the time, just by the pound. And they wanted to release the brand, so they brought me in. And I did what I do.
You know, it's funny, that's like, great. With that being, like, the history of you, right? Because you know, like, how it goes back. And I'm from that market, too, right? Mm-hmm. Originally, you know, when I listen to your story, it's funny because it's like, I remember, you know, I grew up in it all my life. My dad was selling weed my whole life, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it was nature in my house. And then there was a point where I was doing it, and I was like, you know, it is what it is. I'm not sure if I want to do it. And I remember one of my friends, you know, he shows up, and it was so abundant in my house. It was just everywhere that I was like, it wasn't such a big deal to me, you know? And then one of my boys is like, yo, here's an ounce. And I'm like, I'm laughing at him. I'm like, bro, if you knew, like, what was going on in my crib, you're trying to hand me an ounce. Like, here, take this ounce and flip it. Trust me, it's going to be, you know, worth it. You could do it. And I'm like, I'm good, you know? And he's like, no, take it, take it. And finally, he just left it, right? He left it there. And I was looking at it like, man, dude, like, I got pounds everywhere. Like, this is nothing, you right? know? But I ended up, it was funny because I took his little ounce. He left his ounce, you know? And then while I was, like, that same day, someone pops in and is like, yo, you got any weed? And I'm like, yeah, actually, I do here, man. When you know, he's like, let me get a quarter or whatever, you know. So I broke his little ounce down and shit. And then I'm looking at it going, God, man, this is crazy because, you know, you don't when it's in your life and it's around you all the time, you don't really notice it. And then you realize later, though, that, man, I was feeding families with that, you know, with cannabis. I feeding people's, you know, and so far into it that, you know, when I got really deep in the game, you know, when I finally got out, when I was getting out of the cells and you know, putting it out there, you know, it was like people were like, you can't leave. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, dog, like, I pay my rent. Every single month, I got three kids. I pay my rent with that, dude. If you stop, I'm screwed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I'm like, nah, dude, you're fine. And you know, I kept figuring out, like, how am I going to continue to help these people? Because I started realizing that it was helping so many people's families, you know, that it was a big deal.
It's crazy when you look
it's
at it that way.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And to think, like, that's how this market really started and where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And still is, for that matter.
Still is, yes.
Yeah. I mean, let's just call it what it is, folks. It still is exactly what you described, Lou, for so many people out there.
No, and again, people forget, you know, what kind of impact that this plant has done. I mean, from Northern California, you know, to Southern California, all across the country, you know, this plant has helped many people pay their bills. And not only that, but it's also helped people heal in many different ways, you know, and whether it's spiritual or it's actual, you know, diagnosed, you know, problems that they have, you know, from doctors that they don't, and the doctors don't even know how to explain it, you know. But
it's funny as you say that too, Blue, because we're going to take a break real quick. But when we come back, I want to ask you guys, I want you to ponder this, Jared and Latte. Who have you guys seen that cannabis has affected them in that way, where it's just the biggest, best positive effect, where you've seen cannabis work in their life, whether it's from your brand, which I love the line for it, smoke better, live better. How have we seen people live better using True Classic OG? It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI.
OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Turn your typical into something special, folks. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. And I'm talking about Loran Oils. Make sure you check out the website, loranoils.com, LoranOils.com. Now, Jared and Latte, I know you're the operations manager and a great OG. I love you so much from your stories that you used to listen to me on Power. Thank you so much for remembering that one. But like
that,
I said,
that shows your age, Joe.
Exactly. When we Latte are, goes, oh my God, and he said he just listened to me in high school too,
he
motherfucker.
Said, I was listening to you when I was a kid.
I fucked up when Latte said, Joe, I used to listen to you when I was in high school. I said, fuck you, Latte.
Privilege and a punishment.
Yeah, yeah, Privilege and a punishment. Right? Well, he got a good memory of a stunt I used to do. That was funny though. But that being said, before we went to break, because I believe you guys would have a good story without even prepping and thinking, I just know whether it's from the strain that you guys have with True Classic OG or just in life, I bet you guys have some true anecdotal evidence of seeing how cannabis has really benefited somebody in your life. So I would love to start with the younger gentleman who's been in the game for a longer time as well. Jared, how has cannabis and how have you seen it affect somebody in such a positive way? Because hearing Blue's positive way, which is a funny, crazy positive way of
it's real
taking care of people, and even in the black market, it still does. It does it in the legal market, too. It's every market, it covers.
It's all really the same market, right? It just
but
flows back
and
forth.
But how do we see the cannabis affect people? How did you see that benefit?
I can tell you for me personally in my life, like I've earned my living professionally the entire time with cannabis. It's allowed me to start businesses, get a food truck, open a restaurant with my wife. And even on from a family note, as Blue was saying, you know, I was able to give my mom some opportunities, bring her in a little bit. I won't go into too many details here. This is a while back. But I'll tell you that it was great for her. It allowed her to continue to pay her house note, allowed her to bring in money that she needed, and it kind of brought her into a world where she was able to make the income that she needed. So for me, you know, that was a nice thing I was able to do. And I know for myself personally and everyone at True Classic, I mean, it's really given us a lot of opportunities and a future that really has no limits and no ceilings. We can go as high as we want, literally, and it's going to be a fun, bright future.
Yeah.
It really
you know,
is.
I'll tell you, you know, can we still call moms for a bag?
Yeah, she can bring it to you.
Delivery.
Come on, hook me up, mom.
Mom, need a 3 fingers. Mom, like, fuck, I'm going 4 fingers.
Finger, man. You know, it's family.
I'm getting calls like, that bag was short. That bag was short. Mom.
I need the 4 fingers.
Yeah, you always had that one homie, too. You always had that one homie that would just short everybody on every bag. He's like, right. If I short everybody a half a gram, at the end of the day,
I got another bag for sale.
And he's the same one that tells you it's always over. Like, don't worry, it's over. It's over.
They're just tight. They're tight, compressed, heavy nugs.
Right.
Sitting there spraying it down with apple juice.
Oh, man.
You throw a nickel inside, a physical nickel on the bag to wear it out.
Latte, what about you, man? When did you see cannabis? And I'm wondering, too, like, even a story where, like, you've seen somebody get cured from something random. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just a health thing or something else. Because I love the financial aspect. Don't get it twisted, Jerry. That was great. But yes, I'm just wondering, too, have you guys seen anybody, especially in your life?
Well, if you're talking about curing.
Or just helping.
Don't go into curing. Now we're going to talk about those are claims.
Healing.
Helping.
I feel my life changed.
Okay.
It's cured.
Yeah.
How?
Meeting the owner of this company.
Really?
Yes.
Elaborate. What do you mean?
20 years ago when we met, I was under certain restrictions where.
State or?
Fed.
The federal? Yeah. Okay. Working for the feds.
And so we ran across each other on a job site talking. He wasn't cultivating at the time. Ran across me. I was doing my thing. And.
So you busted him. Right?
Brought him back. Yeah. Brought him back to life.
Yeah. Wow. And, so you're a former federal agent? Yeah.
No, not
he's on the other side.
Oh, on the other side.
He was busted. You met him in the feds.
Yeah,
they
were all white. Not,
not ashamed to say it. But
he was. You guys did some Fed time.
Yeah, and so you know, it changed my life because I couldn't get the jobs per my skills.
Yeah.
Because I was a felony. Yes. You know, so I was really restricted on income.
Sure.
So that helped me supplement my income. Just got married, trying to raise a family. Stepkids and everything, and I've grinded, and you know, and me through life able to move up now that I have the supplemental income. My skills got better, and which actually I think helped the company, because when I came in as operations manager, I helped him structure a couple of years ago.
Sure.
So
well, it's funny,
financially,
it's funny because I look at people that are in the feds, you know, like typically they're doing, you know, business crimes. You know what I mean? Most of the people in the feds are doing a lot of business crimes, you know, and it's funny because some of those cats that are in the feds that are in, you know, for business crimes are very good business folks. Like they know business better than like the average cat. It's just that. You know, they just chose to do it in a different way, you know. And, you know, something my pops always said is, you know, it takes the same amount of effort to do it wrong as it does to do it right. It's just faster to do it wrong, you know. And sometimes it costs you more to do it wrong, though, you know. And so the risks are there. Yeah. So what did you get busted for?
That's a good question.
Well, you don't have to tell us if you don't like it. Yeah.
They have no shame in my life, bro.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm not ashamed of it. You know, I was a product of the 80s. You know how the 80s were.
Oh, cocaine,
you know,
huh?
All of that.
Let's go.
Good. I grew up in all of that, graduated in 84, and I was just in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, you play, you pay, you know. So.
Yeah, you got a bump?
Rick James and cocaine.
Get down with it,
good
there.
Time.
You know, you already know. Like, we're all clicking today, baby.
I look at it as I just went to the university, you know.
Yeah, no.
Met some good people in there, got out, met Dave, and.
Yeah.
Put two and two together, man, and
booyah, bang, new product, and it's legit now.
Legit.
You know, it does it feel kind of weird still sometimes though? You know, especially from someone like yourself, being wrapped up in that lifestyle, doing time in that lifestyle, and then now, you know, being involved in cannabis and it being legal. Does it often feel like, you know, in that
weird?
Gut? Like, does it still feel like, oh, shit, they're coming in?
Like
you know?
You're cheating almost, right?
Right?
Yeah, like I'm cheating, right?
You're so used to looking over your shoulder. You're like, oh, wait, I don't have to look anymore.
I don't have to look. Yeah, I can sleep easy. Yeah, man. We used to say I cheated on Mary Jane with Snow White.
They cheating on everything exactly. With Mary Jane now.
Let me ask you guys about this look and this whole Dodger feel. Where did this look come
LA,
from?
Baby.
Because I love it because of it. Is that the vibe and look, or was it a freak accident? Because it feels like Dodger cannabis to me.
Oh yeah, that was Dave's brainchild. He knew LA, Dodger Blue, True OG. Which his strain really came out and originated in LA. So it's the city, it's the color, it's the strain. Yeah. Nice and simple. That's all there is to it.
And it flows so well, right? Because when I see it, like I seen P-Funk rocking the gear earlier, and then when he first, I was like, ooh, you're just geared up.
Right?
Yeah. You look like you're game ready.
Yes.
Game ready with
Put
a cannabis brand.
Right.
And it's like, it's just cool when a brand identifies like that, because you guys come in, and when I seen you guys at Burning Trees even, I was like, oh wow, look at this logo, look at these guys, it just looks fucking cool.
What did you guys think of Burning Trees Festival?
Dope.
Yeah,
great event.
Yeah. Great you event. Know, are you guys outside of California or just in Cali right now?
Just Cali.
Do you have any, you know, ideas of expanding or?
Yeah, once it opened up, I guess.
Yeah, I think when it opens, you know, it's first dominate LA, dominate SoCal, dominate Cali, and then at that point, you know, you can step out. Yeah. But we kind of feel like if you can get a stranglehold on L.A.,
you can
go anywhere in the world.
Yeah. I mean, Alicia Keys said if you could do it in New York, you could do it anywhere. I agree with that. You could do it in L.A., you could do it anywhere.
You could crack any of the major markets, you know, like.
Period. Yeah. You do the Bay, you do L.A., you do New York, you're probably going to do anything.
What's your guys' favorite, you know, strains from the company?
True OG.
I mean, it's not the purple runts then, or the pink runts.
No, True OG sure.
Yes, the company was built on the True OG, and people really tripped at first. We just had one strand.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, that's okay, though. I think it's smart, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's all you need, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think so. Coca-Cola, right?
In-N-Out. Yeah. In-N-Out doesn't have a lot of burgers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You got what you got, and you get what you get.
I mean, Goaty, that's
the
formula. Facts right there.
That's
I
the
mean,
formula.
Goaty hit it on a, to where I might even go there tonight.
I was, hey. I'm
the menu, simple.
I'm literally like,
I get a number one, dog, and throw a vanilla milkshake when I want to feel like a fatty. Come on.
Yes.
Now, my
question is. Half ounce of true OG and french fries.
Do you guys have any sativas? I'm definitely a sativa lover. Do you guys have anything on the sativa?
He doesn't want to go the hard
OG. We do not.
Yeah, because I know OG is definitely one of the harder ones.
Yeah, well, indica.
That puts it in your cow. That OG.
There's some hybrids. There's some hybrids.
Yeah. Okay.
There's some hybrids that we're working on.
Okay, cool.
But
someone that want to stay
true.
They stay
true
they
to the OG.
Right. Understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like OG. Oh, go ahead, Cooley. Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah.
After you, boss. After you. Let him go. We're
they
too kind.
They both got something good Check. To say. They got it.
After you, go ahead, man.
No, we grow and pheno hunt a lot of different strands. We have ran across sativas. But as far as the brand is true OG.
Love it.
That's what we push through the jars.
Yeah.
And just recently came out with Pink Runts for Kush Doc this past April.
Yeah.
That was our first introduction. But it hits like an indica, you know.
That's so beautiful.
That's why he's in the jar, too.
Yeah.
It hits like the – and he's got the pink look. It's right there for you. Goldie is nice and pink.
Hey, look. Yes. I like him soft, but I don't know. This still might be a little too strong for me.
It still might be too strong. Hey, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about these guys, their brand. We're going to take a break. We'll come back more with this. You know what? I just love, once again, the slogan. True OG. Smoke better. Live better. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
All of CannaAid's products are made from the purest top shelf cannabinoids, but you don't got to take it from me, folks. All their products are third-party tested and have a QR code on the label that anyone can scan and see how pure their stuff really is. Hashtag CannaFactory at CannaAid Shop. Check out the website, CannaAidShop.com. And I want to thank everybody on our staff that helps us out around here. You guys, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Christian A, Christian S, Danny P, Funk, Connor, Gabrielle, Sagar, Jessica, Cash, Cam, Kimberly, Isaiah, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Devin, Eric, and Alexa, Sarah, Maddie, Goldie, my brother, Mark Carnes, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. Thank you guys all for doing what you guys do. Jared, the director of sales, of course, and our guy that's been here forever, Latte
Don't forget
Cooley.
Ray.
Ray. Oh, yeah. Cousin Ray's in the building. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, hey. Ray, Ray.
And Latte, before we get to the other thing that I want to talk to you guys about your company, I just love the fact that you remember something so silly about me. Why would you remember me hitting fucking baseballs in a Big Five from 20 years ago?
Because
how
I was,
does that stick in your mind, though?
That's great.
I was laughing so hard, almost wrecked.
You guys jump past the story. Tell the story.
Well, yeah, I guess we should tell it. You feel free.
Well, Joe on Power 106 used to do stunts. So he had this one stunt where he walked into, I believe it was a Big Five. Well, I don't know if I was supposed to say his name.
Yeah,
but
that's all right. He got busted for it.
Yeah, yeah. Might have went to jail for it.
So he went in and, you know, and he was talking to the people that worked there, and they were helping him out with things. And he just had this sneaky sound in his voice. And when he was talking to him, so he picked up a bat, and next thing you know, he had some balls in his hands, and people were helping him. And next thing you know, he started launching them up and trying hitting them in the store.
Full speed.
Full speed. And he was here, but hey. I started laughing, almost crashed.
You hit any customers?
The crazy part is, though, for me to be at Burning Trees walking and for you to bring up that story and for me to know exactly the Big Five I was at when that happened and for you to take me back to a story 25 years ago, and it takes me to your theory of time machine, right? Life. Like, I did that stunt live, pissing those people off. No, and you're sitting there laughing, enjoying it. Well, I'm pissing the shit out of these people in this Big Five store, hitting fucking baseballs.
Like, what
in
are
there.
You doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, in the name of entertainment, I'm going to get you really mad at me until you can call the cops. Because my goal is for the cops to come. Because then what did I really do? I was hitting a ball in the store. And, you know, Lord knows, it happened all the time. Like, I fucking pushed the envelope.
No, Lord did know that didn't happen, actually.
I mean, hitting balls in the store is something pretty common.
Yeah.
Not the way he was Joe Day.
Yeah, exactly. For my day. But it's just funny, like, that.
Did they just freak out?
Oh, they just kicked me out the store. Yeah. I pushed the envelope.
Did you tell them you're on Power 106?
No. I'd go in there with an ear machine, like a, you know, your headset on, and just constantly act like a normal customer, like I'm there to do my thing. And, hey, how much is this bat? You have balls for this, too? Do this bat work really good with this balls? Let me see. Click, and you just start hitting them. And I'm doing the whole radio theatrical the mind thing. So I'm setting it all up. And that guy's like, you Latte, listening, and can remember this from 27 years ago like that. It's just, I love you for that, brother. I'm glad I could entertain you, and I'm glad you guys can entertain the cannabis community with what you guys are doing, because good slogans, good looks, good cannabis,
Let's
and
talk
other
about
products.
Some of this gear, though. Like, you got
what's the blue
what
box?
Is this? What is this? Yeah, is this a vape?
What is That's this? A pre-roll pack right there. Yeah, we got six little joints in there, six half grammars.
And those are the true OGs right there.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. And we're about to come out with a few more packs we're working on, try to get people a little more bang for their buck.
Yeah.
So we should have some more packs with some more pre-rolls in it coming out soon.
So as people are in Cali and they see the, what does the retail usually go for these pre-rolls and these eighths and everything else? What's it usually picking up?
It depends on the store. You know, there's no real MSRP in this industry, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Stores want a 3-exit, some 2-exit, who knows, everywhere in between. We love our stores, though. It's all good, you know, make your money. But we also love our customers. Bottom line, ballpark, 50 to 55-ish for the eighth.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of taxes involved in there, too, to be fair to these retail stores.
Yep.
A lot of taxes involved. So it's really hurting the customer who has to pay too much, you know?
They
could get this for a lot less.
We call them criminal taxes around here.
Yes. It's terrible. Terrible.
They're still trying to figure that out. You know, with this.
Real quick, Blue. Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt, boss. That half ounce, though, that's a good deal right there. Probably about 150, anywhere from 120 to 150. All big buds, half ounce. So you basically get 4/8. For the price of 3.
Oh, nice.
Right now, that's crushing it. People love it. Money's tight. They see the value in it. You know, like back in the day, you know, if you're buying ace every day, eventually you're going to step up to a half ounce.
Yeah, I was like, if you buy 20 pounds, you know, we'll throw you an extra little pound. You know what I mean? Like every
get a free pre-roll.
How about you?
20, 40, 60, 80, 100, get you 4.
Do the math.
You know, 104 pounds for, you know.
Why not?
You know, I'll tell you, you know, did you guys see this? Because I know the industry, you know, and I've noticed that, you know, at one point, and I feel like it's coming back though, but exotics were the huge thing. Yeah. And then in the OG, you know, kind of took a little bit of a
backseat
for a second, which was shocking to me. 'Cause I'm like, bro, like, you know, people that know that smoke OG, like, they're, especially for LA.
Yes. Yeah.
And so did you guys feel that, you know, in the market when that happened? And is it coming back? Because I've also started to hear that the everybody's starting to come back towards the OG again.
100%. I'm definitely seeing the swing back to the OG.
Yep.
And I think LA has always loved OG, but you're right. There was that big exotic phase. Everybody wanted purple. Everybody wanted runts. And it started with Girl Scout cookies, really.
Yep.
But when we came to market with the brand, it was like August 2020. And, you know, as Cooley was saying, we literally had an eighth of True OG and a 1 gram pre-roll of True OG. That was the entire lineup.
An eighth so, and a 1 gram.
Yes. Pre-roll. And that was at the height of the exotic craze. So we really went against the grain.
Yeah.
And at first, there's some pushback from, you know, the buyers at these stores. They're like, well, you need different SKUs. You need more strains and this and that.
Like, you do. We just need this.
Just, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Try it. Trust me, you know. This has been selling for a very long time, and people come back for it. So once they got in the groove, they started to realize, and they kind of switched their thinking. Like, that's a great idea. Like, you keep it simple. Just one, you know. So it kind of turned things on their head. And then, to your point, now you're seeing everybody come back. They want OG. Everyone stopped growing OG to grow exotic. They went for the money. Now there's not enough OG, and we're in a beautiful place. So,
good. Well, that true classic OG, you know the logo, you know the look, the blue and white. It's all about L.A. They're from L.A. They live L.A. We want to do the high five with you guys. We're going to go in this order, latte, and then, of course, we'll go right next to you, Jared. In this order, I'll ask the same question, boom and boom. Question number one, how old are you the first time you tried cannabis, and who'd you get it from?
10.
10 from who?
My cousin.
Where were you guys at?
In my backyard.
Oh yeah, where'd you? Who, and your cousin had it? Like, okay, come on, okay.
He kept me. Kept me in trouble.
Older cousin kept you doing it.
Yeah,
that's family for you.
Yeah, it's family.
Right. Jay,
what about you, Jared?
I was 13. I actually had taken my mom's car out. Went to my buddy. My first time, I smoked some weed and drank my first 40. So it was about kind of and drove for the first time. So. I really knocked it out of the ballpark in one trip right there.
It sounds like just a great day.
That's some true OG
great day, man. Made it back home safe.
And I lost my virginity that day.
I wish that would have really kept it. I didn't.
All in one. All in one.
That would have just, you know what I mean?
That would have been right. I should have just died right there if that happened. That's, I mean, take me now.
That would have been the
question
best.
Question number two, what is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
Oh, joint.
Joint?
Yeah.
Just a zigzag? Or
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. No kind of rap, nothing, just straight.
Give me a joint.
OG.
That's a joint.
I like that too.
Nothing's wrong with that. What about you, Jer?
My favorite.
He's old school. I agree, man. Boring, same way. Nice paper. Like to taste the weed, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. I like that joint. Too. Joint would be the way.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that. Question number three. Craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis? Maybe with them feds.
Yeah.
For sure he did.
Can say yes to that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that really the craziest place? Or
yeah. Oh yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I was in processing once, man, and I'm sitting next to this OG bro, and he's just keep an eye for me. You want to smoke this? I'm like, nope.
Nah.
Cool, you know what I mean?
He was like, I got to get it out now. Yeah, they going to find it in a minute.
Got that thing out, boy. Yeah, shit, I ended up hitting it.
Did he blow it down the toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Flush the smoke. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
The game hasn't changed. Jerry, where's your crazy place?
I smoked in a movie theater once. Yeah. And because our buddy was the manager, so we rolled a blunt, smoked in the movie theater.
That's cool.
That was fun. And then in a Walgreens once. This was recently. It was actually True Classic OG. I took some to Miami. I went with my wife and my son, and we went to Walgreens, and this guy, he could smell it on me through the pack, and he's like, what do you have? So I pulled it out, had him try to smell, and he loved it, and then we started walking in, and he was just smoking the whole time in the Walgreens, talking, shopping.
Oh, yes. My God.
He did not care.
Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
I mean, I know a couple cats that have done it, you know what I mean, just like, you know,
Goldie did it the other day. What are you talking about?
CBS.
Oh, CBS. CBS.
Fire one up and just pushed it on. Yeah, huh?
You know, usually by the pharmacy aisle, because it's a little better, you can get away with it. It's my medicine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I just got my prescription.
Absolutely.
You know,
the doctor gave me this.
Not in the candy aisle. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dr. Goldie.
Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Anything with cheese on it.
Yeah. What kind of cheese?
Cheddar.
You ever had tried from under?
Who?
From under cheese?
No, I haven't.
Oh, from under my nuts?
He still got it.
That's that nasty cheese.
Oh, man.
It smells a little funny. I'll let you smell it a little later.
No, Nobody tried.
I mean, you gotta get latte when he walks right into it. Oh, man. You gotta get the OG when he OG falls for them. Man. He ain't gonna fall for that one no more.
Shots fired.
I mean, man, come on. I figured he was gonna know it. You know what I mean? I'm like, let me hit the old man with an old school one. If he got it, he's gonna hit me back with it. Oh, I got him with it. Jared, what about you?
Either ice cream or Reese's peanut butter cups.
What kind of ice cream?
I would say vanilla ice cream with the Reese's peanut butter cups. Blend them together. I like that.
You like
that's
to make it yourself right there.
I do.
Yeah, nice. I like that fresh vanilla bean.
I like it better too.
Vanilla bean. I do like, yeah. Yeah.
I go like not extreme.
That's
but
classy.
I buy vanilla, I buy vanilla bean. Like it ain't vanilla. Yes. I buy vanilla bean.
That's successful people go with the vanilla bean.
Yeah.
You know?
All of us.
I'm just telling you my plate. I'm telling you my plate. Like, I like vanilla bean.
Trader Joe's. You know what I'm
Trader Joe's vanilla bean, please. Question number five with a high five. These OG classic dudes up here. I tell you, Latte and Jared, it's true. True pleasure to have you guys on this show talking about this true OG. But if you guys could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Yes.
You.
Oh! Hey, Joe that might be able to happen.
Latte, look at you saying me. Hey, why me?
Because of that stunt years ago. Yeah, that just stuck in my head all these years. I gave you so much props for that, dude.
Classic. Honor.
Joe,
have you ever heard that one?
No, and the crazy part is, you ready for this? I believe you because you've held on to that story for 20 some years.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a 20, and that's one of, I'm sure you could pull out other ones.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you other ones. Like, we didn't talk, you just shared me one. If you knew that story so well, I'm going to roll the dice. You can pull five more out about me. You know what I mean? Like, you listen to me, you know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing. You know what? I don't smoke flower, but we're going to hit a pin together.
Yeah. Right now.
Matter of fact, do I think I have
one on
there.
I got one on there.
Hold on a second.
We got to make it classy.
Yeah. And guess what? We're about to give this company a plug right now because Sauce, here it is.
Sauce. Shout out to Sauce.
Shout out to Sauce because Sauce,
where's
because of
pen?
This. Latte, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is a hybrid pin. And my good thing is I just felt a little pain in my ankle. I was about to pull my...
Perfect.
I only hit these pins when I feel pain.
Because he's been sober for
24 years.
24 years.
24.
So now hand this to my brother over there, please.
Well, why don't you guys both hit it
Give him the same one. Give him that one. Because that's really doing it together. When I hit it, he hits it. Then I hit it again. That we smoke together.
Yes.
You got to pass it back and forth to smoke together.
Absolutely.
I got to hit it. He's got to hit it. Then I got to hit it again. And now we
COVID
smoke together.
Tried to disrupt that, but we're back. Now it's back. Pass it back.
That just goes to
never
show,
stopped.
Latte, look up. We fulfilled your wish.
Yeah. Man.
I like that. Let's give that a round of applause.
Hey, you ever seen that done on the show? Question number five got done right there. Live.
Look at that.
Right there.
Confirmed. Beautiful. Like a Don King perm, baby. Press it out.
One of a kind. Once in a lifetime.
It's been confirmed.
Latte, honestly, that was an honor. Thank you so much.
No, it's an honor to meet you, bro.
Yeah.
No, even at the Burning Trees.
At the Burning Trees was an honor, but for you to say that right now was an honor. For me to do that right now was an honor.
Love that.
I greatly appreciate your words and your being present with us today. Thank you. Jared, what about you?
I would say Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on in.
Mike is in the back right now.
We have him here.
We're going to bring he just left, but he's going to be here tomorrow.
There we go.
Thank you.
Well,
he just left. Damn it.
We just stepped out.
We couldn't do the second number five fulfillment. But
right? Because I know he's got to be entertaining when he's high.
It's great. We got to hang out with him at G4. We were hanging out with him and smoking. And Chris Franchino was take a picture. We're all hanging out with him. We didn't get the picture, but Chris did, right? We're all hanging out with him bullshitting and everything. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Great dude, right?
I'm sure. I know he's got stories, too.
Oh, man.
Everybody's got a plan until they get punched.
So one of the greatest lines ever.
Here's a great line that you'll never know because it was when I was with him. So I'm hanging out with him for hours. Me, Big Boy, and Tattoo from Power 106. Yeah. We go to Santa Monica to hang out with the dude. We break bread. We're there for hours talking all kinds of stories. Just great. Hang out. That's four. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, Tattoo goes, hey, Mike, you think I get an autograph? He goes, come on, man. We just hung out for 4 hours and you want my fucking autograph now? Come on, dog. He didn't sign shit.
Oh, he didn't sign shit, bro.
He never signed nothing for him.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. I was like, I ain't asking him for shit.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, Mike, pleasure, dog. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Let me get some picture of him.
He said, we hung out for 4 hours.
Let me get the picture of him for walking out.
We just snap and run.
We just
and he was in his drawers at that. He answered the door in his drawers, too. Like, hey, man, can you put some shorts on at least?
All right.
Said,
did you find my tiger?
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm bullshit aside. He answered the hotel withdrawals. And when I had my work up in a kick, but we're going to party. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was fun. My point, he's a great dude. I've hung out with him several times, and he's a very, very, very nice guy.
Very cool.
Listen, guys, is there anything else that we forgot before we let you guys get on out of here, man?
Not that I can think of, man. We appreciate you for having us. Obviously, if you want some real, true OG cut from the 90s, gassy, piney, delicious, you know where to go.
Yes.
TrueClassic.OG.
Put together a little bag, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got bags for you. We got multiple bags for you.
Oh, we got samples?
Yes, we're taking care of the whole staff, man.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you guys right now, I'm not coming to work on Monday. I will be smoking OG all weekend.
The true OG.
Hey, Goldie, smoke better?
Live better.
Let's go, man. Well, listen, we do appreciate you guys for joining us on the show, man. And listen, you guys can come anytime. You know, I do love the brand. I like what you guys are doing. The gear looks amazing as well. Looks like you guys got men and women's shirts here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.